working with your DP, Clay, he's a documentary guy. He did, like, I Am Divine. What made you go for someone like him rather than, you know, a more experienced, you know, fiction film guy or someone you knew, you know, from the TV days? What made your DP stand out to you?
I knew that we had to come up with not just good pictures. We had to come up with a language of filmmaking that didn't exist. Nobody had ever made a movie that consisted... We call it found footage, but that's not what this movie is. It is, in the traditional sense, that's what it is. But it's a documentary in the making. They're making the documentary as you're watching them make it. And I looked at Clay's work, and I thought, I didn't know the guy. I said, he can do everything. He has shot features. He knows how to make beautiful pictures. He has shot documentaries. He knows how to move in a hurry to go with the material that he's getting. He has shot commercials, so he knows how to do phenomenal things with a camera that are unburdened by money. And he has a visual imagination that you can see across his work, across features, documentaries, reality stuff. He had everything in his portfolio that the movie needed. But it turned out to be, it's remarkable. This guy is a brilliant, brilliant guy. This is a phenomenal talent. From the very first day, we were like almost speaking telepathically. I was saying, I need to get the feel right at the beginning. I need that audience to understand they're watching a combination of reality TV and documentary. So I want to do this thing where the house was outfitted for reality television, and it gets the style of that within the documentary. He said, oh, you want to have cameras basically built into the walls, little tiny lenses. I said, that's the feeling I want to get, even if they're not actually built into the walls. He said, well, I didn't know that. I mean, that's what you want it to look like. So the very first scene we discussed, we talked about the angles of how we'd shoot it. He said, now right here, you'll put the wall camera facing into the room, and if he leans toward her, his elbow will fill the frame. I said, that's the feeling. That it's so real that we don't stop because his elbow's filling the frame, because it's reality and we don't want to stop it. So people who say, oh, 25 minutes in, I forgot they were actors, it's partly because of what Clay did. He also, by the way, I mean, you also want somebody who can move fast on their feet. Documentary filmmakers don't have time for second takes because there is no second take. Mm-hmm. You're going to get what you're going to get, and if you don't shoot it well, that's it. You're finished.